This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart introduced African literature to a global audience and has shaped a generation or two of writers in Africa.
My name is Chimamanda Adichie, and I like to think of myself as a storyteller.
Adichie is quite a storyteller. Just over 30, she has already won all kinds of major awards, including a freshly granted MacArthur Genius Fellowship. Her new book of short stories, called The Thing Around Your Neck, is about Nigerian characters living here in the United States and the impact of American politics and culture on Africa. Adichie has been called, quote, a 21st century daughter of Chinua Achebe.
It's a quote that has haunted me since it was quoted. I mean, I often joke about Chinua Achebe really being the only writer that anybody outside of Nigeria, perhaps outside of Africa, really knows about or takes seriously. And so if you're a writer from an African country, in some ways it becomes almost automatic to compare you to Chinua Achebe. And, you know, the people who have said, she writes just like him. And I think, well, actually, I don't, if you actually read both of us. And, you know, I mean, there's so many differences. But I do think that to be compared to him is a good thing. I grew up reading a lot of British books for children and didn't realize that people like me, you know, little Igbo girls in southeastern Nigeria could exist in literature, in fiction, until I read Things Fall Apart. I often like to say that Chinua Achebe gave me permission to write my own stories. And I do mean that. I think that Things Fall Apart started my journey towards that sort of self-awareness that I could write the stories of the people who I knew and saw. I have American friends who say that they felt very uncomfortable calling themselves writers because, you know, they came from a world in which being a writer was something venerated. I came from a world in which being a doctor was venerated, or being an engineer or a lawyer. A writer, people just sort of looked at you in a strange way. And so for me, it wasn't a big deal to call myself a writer. I thought I was a writer when I was 7 because I was writing little stories for my mother. So I grew up on a university campus, and it was a small, fairly small campus. And so when a family would move out of the house, another family would move in and that sort of thing. And so my father had just been made the deputy vice chancellor. And so we moved from a smaller house to a bigger house. And it turned out that the family that had lived in that house before we moved in was the Achebe family. That Chinua Achebe had lived in that house seemed to me, you know, fairly ordinary. People lived in houses before other people lived in houses. This is the way life worked. And really, it wasn't until I came to the US and just before my book was published, and I told my editor about it, and she said, this is very, very important. And only then did I start to realize it is, in fact, very, very important that I lived in this house. And, you know, only then did I then start to think about the stories I could tell to advance my career, about how Chinua Achebe's literary spirits had whispered to me at night when I got up to use the bathroom. I was in graduate school at Yale, and I remember sitting in at a class where Africa was being talked about as though it didn't have a past that was somehow connected to its present. And that's really, and it made me very angry. You know, we all will throw our hands in the air and say, oh, how terrible that these countries in Africa haven't become what we want them to become. And we don't talk about how they even came to be. And I just wanted to write about how, you know, what's happening today is very much connected to what happened 100 years ago, for better or for worse. I finally met Chinua Achebe sometime last year, I think, in New York. It was at the National Arts Club, and they had organized, it was sort of a tribute to him, and it was in a fancy little room, you know, set up for dinner, And Chinua Achebe had just arrived, and people had, and he's in a wheelchair, of course, and so people had gathered to say hello to him. And I was skulking at the back and waiting, and everybody was saying hello to him. And then finally I realized that I would have to go and say hello to him. And so I sort of pushed myself forward and then went over to him and introduced myself. And he then turned to me, completely solemn-faced, and said, "I thought you were running away from me." And I then switched to Igbo and sort of said to him, "Well, I actually haven't been running away. It's just that I've been terrified of meeting you, and I wanted to keep my hero far away from me." And he was very gracious and lovely, actually, and he sort of smiled and said, "Well done."
Adichie's new book is called The Thing Around Your Neck. Studio 360's David Krasnow and Chloe Plant produced that story.